Okay, in the last tutorial, I showed you how to create a menu with a still picture. In this tutorial, I want to talk to you about having a motion menu or moving video in the background of your DVD menu. It's pretty simple. You can actually use the same footage from your movie clip that you imported. We'll just click and we'll hold down and we'll drag and drop the movie here and we'll say set background. Okay, so now there's the whole video clip actually behind the menu. If we click on the little running man, you'll actually see the video clip play. Now, obviously, we don't want all that to play. So what we need to do is actually set in and out points for our motion menu. I'm just going to turn off the little running man for a second. And then what I want to do is actually open up my inspector for the menu. So let's select the menu. Let's go click on the little double arrows here and let's go get the inspector. Okay, now that we have the inspector open and we have the menu selected, you can see that we have a start point, a loop point, and an end point for our video clip. And down here you can see that we're specifying that the clip loops. And we also have a duration. I recommend at least 30 seconds of time for your motion menu to allow the user to make a selection before the menu recycles. So look, here's the start point. So we'll drag the little ball, the little dot there, to where we'd actually like maybe to have our video clip start playing in the background, and then we can actually choose an endpoint. And let's do that. And notice down here's the duration. And if we want to specify a duration, we can actually click in here and type that. I want 30 seconds, and I'll click return. All right, so now let's go back and click on the little running man, and let's see what video we have playing in the background. Okay, it looks okay, but for design purposes, you may actually want your video to be a little soft or a little out of focus so that your writing and your graphics will actually punch over top of your menu. All right, I'm going to go ahead and just turn off the little running man. So that gives you an idea of how to put moving video inside of the menu and set your in and out points.